B-Pod Studios.
It is the 4 o'clock hour. The Mike Messinelli Show. It's brought to us by Landis Block. Your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. And, of course, they bring us our regular Friday guests from 4 to 5 p.m. Brought to us by Landis Block, the one, the only, number 36, Brian Westbrook. Hello, B-West.
Mikey, miss, what's going on, my friend?
How are you doing today? A lot of news dropping recently. Now the Kaepernick settlement has hit. You got about 60 to 80 million.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. So what is your general feeling about this?
Well, I think the first reaction is that, you know, 60 to 80 million, you can help an awful lot of people with that. You can help to continue to build programs for social injustice, to fix some of those things. You could help to educate some impoverished communities. You can do a lot of different things with even a small amount of that 60, 80 million. I think, you know, my first reaction probably was similar to a lot of people. And my first reaction was, well, I thought that he wanted to expose the NFL.
Yes.
I thought that he wanted to say, the NFL, you did this, and this is how you're treating your players, one of your players, and Colin Kaepernick himself. And he wanted to expose that. And I think, in a way, and that was my initial reaction, after time thinking about it and talking to a few people, you have to believe that, in some way, he still has kind of achieved that. I think in some way, and you have your law degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that in some way he probably had some type of evidence to prove that the NFL colluded against him. Probably not enough to get a guilty plea and all the different things that Tyrone mentioned earlier, as far as the going back and trying to go through the court settlement process and all those things would take up and tie up a bunch of time until he's 110 years old. But so maybe settling was the way to go. For me, kind of came to an anticlimactic ending, because you wanted the NFL to sit and answer some questions. Did you collude against this young man because of the kneeling process? And because it didn't end that way with getting those answers, I think for a lot of people, it will end with a sour taste in their mouth.
Really?
I think it will.
I actually think that the NFL, by settling, admitted that they were colluding.
Now,
you kind of peel back the layers to find that. But to me, that was the message. But here's the question that's the harder one to answer. There's a fine line between the guy selling out for the money or making his point on what the protest was about in the first place. And how do you draw that line?
Well, I still think his point was lost long ago. Not from him or not from his supporters, but by people that are trying to detract from the situation. I think that they wanted to make it out to be something against the flag and our country and our soldiers, when it had nothing to do with that. It was about social injustice and trying to bring up the minorities and not allow them to be treated in an unfair manner by our own people, our police, our country, those types of things. I still think that's a battle that he'll continue to fight. And I think that at this point, he continues to be the face of that movement. And here again, Mike, I don't think that he gets picked up by another football team. I don't think he plays in the NFL again. But I think this 2-year process has exhausted him. I can't imagine going to court and having to fight these types of things for over 2 years. That has to exhaust him. I think he was tired of the fight. And I don't know this to be true, but I also think that this is a great opportunity now to get 60 to 80, however much money, millions of dollars, and now take it to the next process, the next part of the phase, next phase of this process, which now he does not fight with the NFL. He can go out and help the community that he started this whole protest over.
So do you think the NFL paid him to go away from football? Or could there be, and one of the reasons why he settled was that there's some kind of wink-wink tacit agreement that he would get another shot with a football team, and that was part of the settlement?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they want him to go away. I think they want him to stop protesting. And again, the NFL is about dollars and cents, and any protest or any type of grievance centered around the NFL, they want to get away from that as soon as possible. You saw that with the concussion deal, and so they want to get the cold Colin Kaepernick deal away from the NFL. I still don't think, and I don't think there was a wink-wink promise that you'll get another opportunity, because if that was the case, then that actually proves a collusion side of things even more so than them selling the case. I just think that they want this thing to be over. They don't want to go into the 2019 season with the whole Colin Kaepernick deal still hanging over their head. And in some ways, again, to me, I'm glad that Colin got paid. I'm glad that he's going to get an opportunity to go help people. I just kind of think that, of course, just like anybody else, you want to know the details. You want to also know what the NFL did against this young man to not allow him to get a job.
So you don't think he said, yeah, I'll settle, but you've got to give me an opportunity to, someone's got to give me a contract.
No. Well, how could you do that? I mean, how could you do it? I mean, I think it would be hard. I mean, you got 32 teams and say, how can Roger Goodell say, you know what, the New York Giants, you have to give him a contract. Mm-hmm. Or say the Patriots, you have to give him a contract. Based on some of the things that I've seen with Robert Kraft as of late with Michael Rubin and Meek Mill and all those other guys, my first thought was maybe the Patriots would give Colin Kaepernick an opportunity, even though his situation is totally different than Meek Mill's. But I just think, you just wonder what team, if they didn't want the distraction before, that he wasn't good enough, or they hated the fact that he kneeled down for the flag before, what makes them think that now he's good enough? And what would make people say, I mean, the distraction would be missing? The same distraction that I guess people believe what happened before, which I don't think should have been a distraction, but the same distraction that some people thought would happen before, those same questions will come. Well, if you thought it was so important for him to be your starter or second string quarterback now, why didn't you pick one last year? Because last year we sucked and we didn't have a starting quarterback. Why didn't you do it then? He could have helped us win some games last year and potentially make the playoffs, or all those types of conversations. Those are the conversations that would be had if any team picks him up at this point, which is the reason why it's hard for me to imagine that anybody would.
What does this say about the NFL? That they would rather pay $60 to $80 million in a settlement, when what would have defeated the collusion case in the first place is to sign him somewhere within the NFL. Don't you find that odd?
Well, I think it's, yeah, I think the NFL is not about conflict. They don't want to be in court 24/7, and I didn't see this thing coming to a conclusion anytime soon. I think they wanted to be this thing to be behind them. And in order to do that, you got to give him $70 million.
Well, but you also behind him is somebody signs him. There's no collusion then. If somebody in the league signs him, there's no collusion. The collusion suit goes away. Well, because somebody broke it.
But now you have to talk one of these owners into signing a guy that that apparently they thought was out of bounds. That they apparently thought wouldn't be worth it.
They'd rather pay their way out of it than actually suck it up and hire them.
No. The NFL, yeah, of course they would. But how do you talk a team who thinks that with this guy kneeling on the sideline may somehow divide my fan base and cost me money? How do you talk a team into doing that?
It's not really the first team. I mean, the Eagles did it with Vic.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's, I don't understand the whole thing.
I absolutely agree with the Michael Vick. That's absolutely true. But, I mean, this is a different thing, because it's a weird thing, and I wish that I had the answer. I still don't think, like I mentioned, I don't think that he plays again. I think the NFL absolutely said, just go away. We don't want to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We'll pay you however much money. And maybe they didn't get all the money that they wanted, but $70 million is an awful lot of money. I think Colin Kaepernick continues to go on to lead the movement of trying to help and solve and lessen social injustice in our country.
All right. Now, switching gears, and we're going to take some calls on this because a lot of people are online want to talk about Colin Kaepernick with you. The baseball situation. Tyrone and I got into a little tiff earlier. Not a tiff, discussion. And Tyrone thinks that these free agents that are out there that aren't signing are really hurting baseball's popularity. I don't. I think that the baseball is set up to have this thing happen all the time because the players don't want to sign, the agents don't want them to sign, and it's up to them. They run the show. And so, therefore, it's not hurting baseball because they're eventually going to sign, and when they sign, people will flock to see them.
I kind of agree with you there, and I hate to do that, but I think that the way that baseball is set up, and that they don't have a signing period, do they? Do they have a deadline that they need to sign by?
No, okay. They can sign halfway into the season.
Oh, okay. Well, then we know these guys will be signed up if they wanted to. If baseball truly felt that it was hurting baseball, hurting as far as fans, then they would put a deadline on it. I believe that all of these leagues are about dollars and cents. If they were hurting their fan base, or at least thought they were, then they certainly would put a deadline on it. I just think these agents are playing the game. It's simple as that. The agents are playing the game. Whoever is getting close enough towards spring training, to talking about the regular season games, and it begins to become desperate, they're going to pay the money. And if you're Bryce Harper, you're Machado, you're saying, absolutely, I can wait. I don't need to go to spring training. I'm going to wait until somebody comes up to the $300 million that I'm asking for, the $350 million that I'm asking for. And the agents are absolutely willing to play that game as long as they get their percentage. I think that baseball as a whole has become boring for a lot of these kids that want instant gratification. These kids want to know, do you like them? Do you hate them? Put a heart beside it. Put a LOL next to it. It's an instant gratification society. And guess what? Baseball ain't about instant gratification. It's about sit there for 3 hours and hope somebody hits a home run. It's a whole different world than what's going on right now.
All right. It's funny about baseball that they don't have to be in training camp like football players or like hockey players or like NBA basketball players, because you're not talking about wind. You're not talking about having to go through hits. Mm-hmm. You know, all Bryce Harper's doing, you know what he's doing? He's hitting about 2,000 balls in a cage every day. He's doing some sprint work. He's throwing long toss with somebody, and he's ready to play.
I wish I played baseball. Baseball is such a simple sport. Is it? Maybe just think about, I think back to my days in Lehigh and walking out there. It's 95 degrees. I have 20 pounds of equipment on, a helmet and shoulder, all these different things. And I'm out there getting my head beat in by Dawkins and all Trotter and everybody else. And then I look at the baseball spring training, and they got shorts on and sunglasses, eating sunflower seeds, spitting, and spitting they got the girls on the sideline cheering and they're having a great time, smiling and joking, playing all types of baseball games.
By the way,
their contracts are guaranteed, too. So they're $20 million a year. They're getting that.
And there's no salary cap.
No salary cap. So now I know why they're smiling and having a great time.
But you're missing one thing.
What's that?
It's the hardest single skill to do in professional sports.
No, it's not.
How you disrespect hitting a baseball of a 95-mile-an-hour fastball slider?
No, that's not
the hardest single thing to do in all of the four sports.
Well, guess what you don't have to worry about in baseball? You don't have to worry about someone hitting you in the mouth besides the ball.
Oh, you don't?
When you step in the batter's box, you don't have to worry about somebody coming going across the middle, catching a ball that's moving as you're moving.
No, you don't have to worry about a 98-mile-an-hour fastball coming at your head.
You duck like everybody else does.
And then you get your jaw busted like Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, that happens once every 100 times.
I'd pay to see you stand in there against a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
I will tell you this. Over this summer, I went into the batter's house. I took my kids to the putt, which, you know, they had the batters.
And you didn't hit a loud foul, probably.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened here. I used to play baseball back in the day, so I get in the first cage, it's going 50. I'm hammering these, easy hammering these. 60, you know, still hitting them. And here's the thing about the batter's cage. These balls are not coming at the same place.
No, they shoot at you. It's unfair, right? You can't time a delivery.
So 60, okay. 70, I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. It got a little ugly. Then it went to 80. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? This is not cool. I felt like I was going to get hurt. I felt that way. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt bad in there. I jumped out of there and didn't hit very many. Yeah, however.
Grudging respect for the sport all of a sudden.
It's different. It's different.
Let's go to the phones. Andrew in Newtown. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Happy Friday, everybody there. Hey, Mike, you should take Brian down to Clearwater when you guys go down there. Sounds like you're looking forward to that.
I'm trying to broker a deal. Brian, if you want to come down, I'm trying to get Larry Bowa to hit me some infield.
I would absolutely like to come down.
But I would love to take BP. That would never happen because they wouldn't let us use our fields. But I would take some infield, and we're going to video it.
Mike, I would love, you know what I would love? I would love to pitch you the ball and see how many times I can strike you out.
Oh, dude.
That's what I would love.
Strike me out.
You're lucky you get a swing and miss. You're not the athlete
strike
that
me
you
out.
Used to be at all.
What are you throwing at 65 mile an hour? You're topping out at?
Are you crazy? I got one of the best arms on our team.
We'll see if you can throw a strike at 80 miles an hour.
What a shame you are.
Go ahead, Andrew.
That's okay, man. It feels like springtime out there today anyway. Unfortunately, the golf courses are unplayable. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick, since we have the expert there with you, listen, I'm glad it's validated. I don't think it's enough. You know, everybody knows that's nothing for the NFL, the monetary thing. And they really have an admitted fault. And as far as giving him a position, I really think that should have been part of the deal. I mean, here's the question. What are his demands as far as a contract? Is he willing to hold, go to training camp, practice squad, hold a clipboard? You know, what's he looking for? I think he should have an opportunity, like an unlawful firing, basically.
He's looking to compete for a job, probably, if he gets a shot. I mean, that's the only thing he can ask for. He can't ask for anything specific.
Well, if anybody in the NFL had any sort of justice, they would give him an opportunity because they pretty much admit they're wrong. And, you know, and that's great. I think that's just the first step. They should give him the opportunity. And, yeah, it's, what, 3 years later? I don't know what his skills are like, but he deserves the opportunity. And I think he wants it. I don't know. I can't talk intelligently on that subject, but I'm on the side where I don't think the NFL has done enough. It's a start. I'm glad they admitted they're wrong, and I think it has. Dude, I had to watch Sanchez and whoever his replacement was, and that was bad enough.
Well, no, Andrew, you're absolutely right. Here's the thing. Brian, you're right. They paid him to go away.
Right.
Basically what they did.
Yeah.
They paid him to go away. They squelched this whole protest movement by writing two big checks. One was the first one was the $100 million where the agreement was made, okay, we're going to donate this money to various social justice programs, and you don't kneel anymore. So they bought that away. Now here's Kaepernick, who was the poster child for it. They bought him away. There's something untasteful about that.
You know what I would have liked Kaepernick to have put in this deal? That, you know, there was a huge push for after the Ray Rice incident about the domestic violence. You're talking about commercials. You're talking about PSAs. You're talking about all different types of things that the NFL had NFL players doing. If Colin Kaepernick, in my mind, you want to try to fix it, you want to continue to push the movement further, to me, the NFL not only giving me money, but I want you to make a statement that says, listen, 85% of our players are dealing with the exact issue that Colin Kaepernick started the protest about. Let's make a movement about that. You made a movement about domestic violence. You make stands on things like breast cancer awareness and other charities. Let's make a stand for this. This affects a lot of the people that actually are the players on the field, the talent on the field. This affects these guys. It affects us. And if it affects those guys, you're talking about 80% of the players, then it affects the entire community. Why not take a stand? To me, that would be something that if I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I don't know what he has envisioned for his whole program, but I think that's something that I would want the NFL to do. That's something that I would have pushed in these conversations and the agreement that we have to make sure that the NFL is doing that.
Yeah. But real fast, though, Brian, when they do these other things, there is no other side. Domestic violence, there's no other side. For breast cancer awareness, there's no other side. But if you do that with Colin Kaepernick, they would be like the Cleveland Police Union that got really mad. If you came out and did that PSA, they would say, after you ran it, X team hates police. Whether it's true or not, that's what their response would be. So if the NFL runs those PSAs, how do you counter it when the police come out and say in certain cities, say, oh, the NFL hates the police. That's why they're running these PSAs.
Well, I think the same way that you say, not every person that is claimed to have committed domestic violence actually has committed it. I mean, it's the same thing. No, listen, I'm not saying every police officer is guilty of targeting minorities and saying you're doing something. I'm not saying that. We're talking about the bad police officers. In my opinion, if the Cleveland police officer or any other police unit, if they know of and they think someone is bad who is shining a bad light on them, then they should be speaking up just as much as we are. They should be saying, hey, bro, that's not how we roll. That's not how we get down, because when you do that, you make us all look bad. That's what I would be preaching. And listen, if you're not against bad policing, if you're not against people that have power like police officers that are taking advantage of undeserving people, minorities in particular, then listen, that's too bad. You want to yell and scream about that, then that's just too doggone bad. The truth is that in this society, there are people that have a problem with the police because the police have treated them poorly based on how they treated other people. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not how this country was designed to be. And if that's the way we want to operate, then we need to go to a different system. But that's not what we designed this country to be. That's not what we're all trying to say. You're saying we have the opportunity to go out there and fight in the wars? Okay, well, treat me the same when we get back here. Do that. And if we can't do that, then we're going to have more problems. And to me, it would be huge of the NFL to say, listen, we know that not all police officers are bad. But however, the ones that are bad, we need to stomp this out right now and end this social injustice for our people, for the people, not just the people in the NFL, not just for black people, but for our society as a whole. They could take a huge step for that. This is the world's favorite game, America's favorite game. Why can't we take a step in that direction in helping the people? Because I'll tell you this, and they got behind J.J. Watt when he collected $40 million in donation for the people of Houston. They got behind that. Why can't they get behind Colin Kaepernick and his views as well?
But you know why.
Well, I know why, but that's not right. I mean, that doesn't make it right.
And here's
whether I know it or not.
The most distasteful thing, because in the NFL offices, they're dancing around going, we saved the sport from this bad communist wave. We saved our advertisers from going through the anguish of having white consumers boycott our product. Everything is good now. All we had to do is put a little money out. That's the thing that is very distasteful about this whole thing today.
It kind of makes you think that, and a lot of people have said it on social media, well, it was all about the money for Colin Kaepernick. Well, I don't agree.
No, it was all about the money for the NFL.
Yeah, it was all about the money.
It was.
Now he
took it, and you can slice that several different ways that you want. But the bottom line is they were trying to get rid of a problem. 610-632-0975. Guess what's coming up, Brian? The love sex medley. Have you been following this all week?
I have not, but I love and sex. We have
three songs put together in 3 seconds. The listener has to determine who the songs are and who the artist is doing the song.
Wow, that's tough.
And this is the final qualifier we have today. And at 5 o'clock, we have the monster prize that will be selected at random by Miss Natalie of a big, big package. So that's going to happen after this, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, it's 4:30. It is time for the big moment. The love, sex, music medley. 3 songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference either love or sex. You guess the song and the artist. You will win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And today, we will award the grand prize to one of our 5 daily winners, considering we get a winner here. Here's the big package. $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. Visit them at LandisBC.com. Angel Heart Diamond Necklace. See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card at Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. Visit them online at JaspersBackyard.com and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. Wow, that's a big package. All right, are we ready to play? Brian, you want to play along?
Absolutely. All right. I got my pencil ready. Let's
go. All right, here we go. Tyrone, kick it. That's easy? That's supposed to be an easy one?
This is the easiest one this week.
It's the easiest one this week. All right, play it again. I know the first one. I don't know the next two.
There's two in that one thing right there.
There's three.
Oh,
let's play it again. Let's play it again for you.
Play it one more time.
love.
I literally just.
I think I got it.
You see, got it?
I believe you do, Nat.
Yeah, I think I got it. I got it. I definitely have two.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. None. If anybody has it, you'll be our fifth qualifier. You got to ring us up at 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Tyrone will play it one more time. I have no idea what the second song is.
What's funny is
I have a feeling
I'm pretty sure you like the artist of the second song.
Really?
It would fit your music.
It's an alt?
No, your music from when the song came out.
It would?
Fit your music, your old music.
No, from when it came out, your music has evolved.
From when it came out?
Yeah.
I
don't want to give a hint because I think people are going to get this one.
Wow. Have people been getting these? Because it seems almost impossible.
Everyone. Really? They got everyone.
They've taken some time, but someone's gotten them every day so far.
Okay.
I don't think I know who the second band is. I really don't.
You do.
Oh, I might know.
You do.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let's go to John in Philadelphia. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. John, is the second song have a lead singer that's smoking hot?
I wouldn't know.
I'm asking Tyrone. Smoking hot.
You thought someone today?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sorry, right, John.
So, what I have is I'm taking a ride with my pop. I'm introducing him to your show on the radio, and he asked who you were, and I brought up a story that I told him a couple years ago. I'm like, yeah, you remember when I was telling you about the guy on the radio that asked about the guy who had his prosthetic leg taken? He was like, yeah. Well, long story short, you know who, I'm going to bounce around a little bit. You know who the Coasters are? And what's the song? Yakety Yak?
Yakety Yak, don't talk back. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the guitar player is Sonny Forrest.
Uh-huh.
Well, the guy who had his leg taken down at the ballpark is his son, Sonny Forrest Jr.
Get out.
And I'm sitting in the living room with him right now.
Look at that, man. Look at that. That's a good story, cool. Man.
Yeah, loves the Phils. He's down at the ballpark all the time. And I think he wants to talk to you.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. We got a show tonight.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, down at the Mill Creek Tavern.
Oh, look at you. That's in my old stomping grounds, I think. In Bucks County?
No, it's down at 42nd and Chester Avenue.
Oh, okay, all right.
The doors open at 7, and we're there from 9.
All right, man, yeah, you're going to do Yakety Yak?
We're going to do all of that
stuff. Oh, that's cool, man.
We're going to be doing a Ray Charles thing,
That sounds awesome. Well, good luck down there. I hope you get a good gate.
All right, well, look, why don't you plug it on the radio?
Well, we just did. You just did. You're live on the radio.
Okay.
All right, so tell them where it is again, the Mill Creek Tavern?
It's the Mill Creek Tavern at 42nd and Chester Avenue.
42nd and Chester. Yep. All right, man.
The Mill Creek Tavern.
All right, brother, you got it.
There you go.
Thanks for coming on. There you go.
Ray Charles.
Don't talk about
it. Hey, I forgot to mention it to you earlier today. I almost got in a fight over a parking space.
You did?
I couldn't believe it. So I'm pulling out.
This?
So yeah, I know it's crazy. So in New York, you have alternate sides. So one from 11:30 to 1, you got to park. You got to double park, basically. And so I'm double parking, and a guy in front of me jumps out, gives me the fingers, throwing out all types of four-letter words. And so now I'm like patiently. I'm just waiting, waiting. Mm-hmm. He continues. Now he's approaching my truck.
Uh-oh.
So at this point, I stick my head out of the truck and say, is there a problem? Yeah, there's a problem. And he says a couple of more four-letter words. And I say, hold on. Let me put this in park. And so I put my truck in park, and I'm getting out. And we had some exchange of words back and forth.
Uh-oh.
And so my neighbor, he's actually at my neighbor's house working. My neighbor comes out. He sees the whole situation, comes out and tells the guy, listen, this is my neighbor, a good friend of mine, fires him on the spot. The guy's literally started this project a week ago. He has 3 more weeks of work to do. Fires him on the spot.
Fired him because you got into a beef with his boy, B. West?
That's right. That's how it works, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don't argue with me. You'll lose your job.
You approved it?
You approved the firing?
Out of there, buddy. He was wrong. He shouldn't have said some of these things that he said.
Wow.
He said some bad things to me.
Oh, all right.
I did that.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Were you ready to throw?
Well, yeah. If it had to go down, it would have just had to go down.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. We have, believe it or not, we have a winner already.
Do you?
We have a winner already. Let's get him on the air. It's Eric from the Northeast. Eric?
Mike, you missed. Big winner right here.
All right, Eric. This is amazing that you knocked this out this quickly. All right. Who are the three songs and who are the artists?
All right. First song was Wicked Game by Chris.
I had that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Second one was Love Fool by Cardigans.
Love Fool by the Cardigans, who had the hot Swedish lead singer.
I knew you'd like her. I told you.
I have the Swedish. That band, the Cardigans. All right, go ahead. What's in that third one?
Third one is Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. I wouldn't have got that because I don't know from Ed Sheeran. But that's a winner. There it is. Congratulations. You are our fifth qualifier. So now you're going to hang around. 5 o'clock, Natalie will pick the winner at random. Congratulations, Eric.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, hold on. It was Wicked Game, Love Fool, and Shape of You.
That's amazing. I know Ed Sheeran. I know that song, but these other songs.
You've never heard the Cardigans, like that song has been in movies.
The Love Fool is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Love Fool?
Oh, I love that song.
It's stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Bro. It's one of those songs.
The lead singer was Nina Persson.
Yeah. I remember the video.
Uh-huh.
It was actually picked because it was assumed that you would like her. And that's why the song was picked. Because I knew what went into it. And I was told, Michael definitely liked this one because he liked I guarantee he liked it.
I remember the Cardigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like in the early day of all. Like early alt. Like early 90s.
90s, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right, let's go. Bob and Freeland. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hello.
What's up, Bob?
I'd like to answer your question, first of all, about the baseball changes in the last couple of years.
Yes, sir.
And I think the Posey rule and the Utley rule have done a lot to hurt baseball. What about you?
Well, you mean not crashing at the plate?
Especially taking
a
guy out at second base.
Taking a guy out at second base and not taking a guy out at the plate.
Well, Mike, you're a purist, you know.
You can take a guy out of second. I was a second baseman. I get taken out a lot, right? At the object of the game is to break up a double play. But there's no reason to go out of your way and you're not close to the base to take out a guy. What's wrong with that rule?
Exactly not. No. Well, it's that they don't allow you to do anything anymore. The guy just
sure they do. They let you take a guy out of second base. You just got to be within the base path.
Oh boy.
But now, the collisions at the plate, it's like football, an unprotected receiver. You can't have a catcher looking the other way and then getting blasted.
Yeah, that I can get more.
Okay. I mean, both those rules were improvements, actually.
Okay. Beyond that, I'd like to discuss the film.
You want football to go to baseball, man. You want guys getting jacked up.
Player safety.
That's right. It's player safety.
No, not really. I really don't want them getting jacked up.
All right.
I just think it changed the game a little bit.
How did it change the game? Like, if it's a safety, like, you already admitted, like, the second base, when you slide out of the base path to go get a guy, that's wrong, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that improved the game. Now, and you said, like, the unprotected catcher who gets blasted where he can't see the guy hitting him, what's bad about that?
Well, I guess there's nothing bad about either of them.
All right.
But it's just, it's taken away from the...
You're an old school guy, man. You used to like those collisions at the plate, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, all right. I got you.
Okay, forgetting that, how about the Phillies? You seem like you don't think they have a chance unless they get the Harper.
Correct.
Yeah, I sort of feel that way myself. But what the hell do you think?
You need to add 45 home runs to your lineup to make yourself. Your 3-4-5 pitching staff is not that good, so you got to win by scoring runs.
Yes, I need a left-handed bat desperately.
There you go. So we're on the same page there. How about my man wants to see some smash-ups at the plate?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this, and I don't know that it changed the game, but that's the excitement that people are looking for. That's why everyone loves football. The excitement of people getting smacked in the mouth a little bit, and that little bit of excitement, the thought that there may be a collision at the plate, mm-hmm. may have, not that it's turning people off, but yeah. maybe it's not as exciting for people.
Football players wearing, they have pads on at all?
Not very often anymore.
Are they wearing pads? You want to put a football helmet on a catcher? Shoulder pads?
Let people run into
Come
them.
Come on, man. You can't let the position. Guy get hung out to dry at the plate. You can still slide and try to beat him.
I'm with you there. I agree. I agree that player safety should be paramount in all sports. You know, but you want to know why people have turned off from the sport. I think it just takes too long and people are bored.
Yeah.
That's part of it. But the other part is these little smaller things like the rules that hurts people as well.
I had an old school baseball coach once. He said, somebody trying to take you out of second base, you got the ball, you're relaying it, you hit him right between the eyes, son. That'll stop it. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We have Brian Westbrook for just a few more minutes, so we get to the phones and talk to the people that would like to talk to him. Doug in San Francisco. Brian used to play out there for like, what?
That's right.
15 minutes, that was?
Wasn't very long.
All right. Doug, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I just want to say, dude, I am tripping out that I am on the same line as Brian Westbrook, the greatest of all time. He's filled out the history for running backs.
There you go. So,
what's up, Doug? What Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, guys. So the first thing I just want to ask you guys about is Adam Silver. Did you guys hear about the reports that the NFL was trying to approach him?
The NFL was trying to approach Adam Silver?
Yeah, did you guys hear about this? I guess he
to be commissioner?
Yeah.
How long ago?
The NBA. I don't know. The report that I read said that for the last couple of years, the NFL has been trying to either use him as the NFL.
And replace Goodell with him?
I don't know if it was that or if they're trying to get him to consult or come on board with the NFL.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But either way, I think it's so pathetic that the NFL feels they have to go get Adam Silver, who's done things right, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, just do the right thing, you know? It's like, you don't need Adam Silver for that.
You might need him because Goodell doesn't, have any opinion. You know, Goodell is just happy to be there. A guy like Adam Silver has been really proactive in giving thought to certain issues.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a great leader for the NBA. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but one of the things that stood out to me with Adam Silver is, even looking at the Black History, sweatshirts that I see all the players wearing these days, that's really cool. The fact that they can even do that, and they support that as a league or that they've initiated by the league. And I don't see Goodell doing anything like that, especially with...
No, Adam Silver has the respect of the players. Goodell's looked at as the man.
Well, Goodell caters more to the owners than to the players.
Yeah.
Adam Silver is the opposite.
He's the great rich Maliarchy or whatever, however you say that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Goodell is that I wonder about, and I don't know how you guys feel, but, I feel like at this point the NFL is just so big that if he wanted to go do things like that Adam Silver does, with social justice and all that stuff, it wouldn't be a big deal, I know there'd be detractors out there saying, oh, I'm not going to watch the NFL. But in reality, I think all those people would still watch the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
you know, it's weird because when you think about the NFL, there's a few games, and I'm not sure, I'm going to say it's in November, quite possibly, that they allow the guys to wear different cleats supporting different causes. Yeah. Is it October? Okay.
Yeah, breast cancer month.
Is the same month. Okay, I'm sure they regulate what they can do and how they can do it. But I just think we can help so many people. Why not use this platform to help people for all different causes, not just social injustice, mm-hmm. which is a huge thing for me. But there are so many different people. Why not use this platform to be able to do that? I think Roger Goodell can go a long way to helping that with allowing some of the players to express themselves a little bit more without fear of being fired, mm-hmm. without fear of not getting being blackballed like Colin mm-hmm. Kaepernick.
Yep.
I mean, I think there's a lot of different things he can do.
Agree. All right, Justin Sicklerville. Justin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, so about the Colin Kaepernick thing, I'm disappointed, but I'm not mad. And here's why. I feel like, yeah, they paid him to shut up, but I can't be mad at him because at the end of the day, he got a family to feed. And he got himself to feed and all that stuff. My question to you, though, is do you think that this has anything to do with politics right now, with the whole elections and all that stuff coming up? Because me, personally, I think if Colin Kaepernick and what's the Democratic lady coming out, Camilla, if they would have did some type of thing where they came together in some kind of conference, I think that would have gave her a boost. So do you think this has anything to do with politics? Like, I don't know, maybe my second level thinking or whatever.
I don't know if it would have given her a boost the way the political climate is right now.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's just something in my head. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think it would have maybe strengthened Trump.
I don't think it would have gave him a boost. And I don't know if I told this story. I went to the U.S. Open. Me and my daughter went to go see Serena and Venus play. And Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed were there. They throw mm-hmm. and you know the crowd there. It's not a lot of minorities there. It's an awful lot of, you know, white people there and mm-hmm. Men, women, all different genders. And they put Colin Kaepernick up on the screen. And they gave him a round of applause, a standing ovation. I was shocked. Wow. I literally was shocked because I didn't think it was that type of crowd. But there are a lot of people that understand and support Colin Kaepernick. So, you know, it was a weird thing for me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, at the end of the day, it wouldn't matter now because he took the money. I don't know, man. But that's all I wanted to ask you a thing.
All right, man. Thanks very much, Justin.
Mike, I don't think Colin Kaepernick, and more and more I think about it, I don't think he's sold out because he took the money. I think that for the last 2 years, Colin Kaepernick has been the face of social injustice, this movement, for a very long time. And I think he lost him his career.
Mm-hmm.
I think that obviously some endorsements, he lost money, all different types of things. I don't think he's sold out. I just wish that it would have come to a different conclusion, which meant the NFL admitting guilt,
I get you. They skirted out of it.
That's
no question
right.
about it. Hey, Brian, best wishes to you and your lovely wife. I know you got a new arrival coming. And hopefully it happens soon and everybody's healthy.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, man. There he is. That's Brian Westbrook checking in. And we'll talk to him, obviously, next week as well. We're coming back, and we have to say goodbye to our TV audience, unfortunately. Thanks for watching, everybody, on NBC Sports Philly. We're back at the 5 o'clock hour after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.